say, hey, it's Kylie Tavis. You can call me Kylie or the Habit Girl, and I teach multi-passionate women how to optimize their health and finances with network marketing by implementing the right habits to increase energy and productivity. So if you are ready to feel better, have more energy, and make more money in your network marketing business, you are in the right place. You're listening to my business and productivity podcast, and you can expect a new episode every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you hear, do not forget to show your gratitude by subscribing and leaving a 5-star raving review. Welcome in, welcome in. My name is Kylie Tavis. If we've never met before, hi, welcome, nice to meet you. Share your name below. If we have, welcome back. You can call me Kylie or the Habit Girl. And I help multi-passionate women optimize their health and their productivity. And so today I am sharing with you a little bit from our book club book, Discipline is Destiny by Ryan Holiday. And I have just had like a struggle of a day, like silly things, simple things, just that my normal to-dos feel super heavy. And it's like such a mental battle to just push through and do them anyway. And so I was really pleasantly surprised by one of the chapters that I read today, and I wanted to share it with you. What I love about this book is it's super like broken into super short little segments. So really, really easy to read. Quick reading habit. If reading is something you want to do more of, but you feel like I can't even think of the last time I had time to sit down and read a book, you know, the kids and my life and everything. I just don't have time to sit down and read. I would really, really encourage you to leave books out around your house, around your office, around your work, wherever you can. Obviously workplace, you need to be working, but if it's like you've got a lunch break where you're at your desk, like have a book there. And instead of scrolling while you eat, read while you eat, something like that. So I literally have started leaving books everywhere. This one is either always on my desk or, to be honest, in my bathroom. And I remember to read in those times. Or by my bed, I keep books. On our living room table, I keep books. So just a quick little hack. If you want to read more, make that new habit more obvious by leaving books around the place. But let's get into it. So this is, I don't even really know if you call them chapters. This book is broken into 3 different parts. And then each part has a bunch of different segments. And so this is one of the segments. It's called, Can You Get Back Up? So I'm literally just going to read it for you and maybe share some takeaways at the end, but it was encouraging to me today, and I hope it is encouraging to you as well. So, can you get back up? In 1959, Floyd Patterson put his title on the line to fight, I couldn't say this name in my head before, Ingemar Johansson, I think? Johansson. I don't know how to say his first name, but he put his title on the line to fight that man. Although he trained hard for the fight, there was something missing in Patterson's camp as the day approached. Maybe it was hunger, maybe it was commitment. Patterson was bored, he was impatient, and he was overconfident. And when he got into the ring, it showed. He was not the man who deserved to win. Every fighter should be a little afraid of what could happen to him, Patterson would reflect on the fight later. Because fear makes your mind sharper. When you have nothing to fear, your mind becomes dull. But he didn't think he could lose, and you could see he wasn't sharp. In the 3rd round, he went down 7 times. The fight was finally stopped. The horrible words came to him as the fog from the punches cleared. I've lost the championship. Patterson couldn't believe it, but it was true. And more painfully still, it was all his fault. Now, this could have been the end of the story. In fact, for all of boxing history up to that point and almost every title fight since, it was. Once a champion loses their belt, they never win it back. They're done. They're down for the count. Patterson spent weeks moping, kicking himself. The guilt made him sick. He could barely sleep and or even look his children in the eye. He was knocked out. Then a letter arrived from Archie Moore, the boxer who Patterson had himself beaten to get the title. "Dear Floyd," it said, "I know how you must feel. I hope you don't continue to feel bad. The same thing has happened to many fighters. Of course, I hated to lose to you, and fate decreed it that way." Continuing, the letter broke down the fight and the obvious problems with Patterson's strategy before concluding, "If you concentrate your jab and move around this guy, you can be the first one to regain the crown. You can do it. Your friend, Archie Moore." It's worth taking a minute to recognize the incredible kindness as well as self-discipline it takes for a former champion to take the time to write unsolicited such encouragement to their arch nemesis at their lowest moment. Moore could have taunted Patterson. Instead, he helped him believe in himself. This moment of grace was exactly what Patterson, who was slipping into despair, so badly needed. His black side was arrested. The pity party ended. He had been reminded of his agency. He could turn this into something. Training camp resumed. He willed himself to watch the film of his ignominious defeat. That's a new word. Learning from each torturous viewing. And then in June of 1960, almost exactly a year later to the day, Floyd Patterson knocked out Ingemar Johansson midway through the fifth round. Floyd hit Johansson so hard the man took 5 minutes to regain consciousness in the middle of the ring. In 20 years of prize fighting, Patterson was the first ever and only one of four since to regain a heavyweight title. A powerful reminder that defeat is not final and backslides can be stopped. We're all going to mess up. We'll show up to a life-changing opportunity unprepared. We'll fall off our diet or our sobriety. We'll lose our temper and embarrass ourselves. We'll make mistakes. We'll be beaten. That's the thing about discipline. It never fails us, but sometimes we fail it. But will that be the end of it? Is that who we are now, or can we get back up? Losing is not always up to us, but being a loser is. Being a quitter is. Saying, what the heck, does it even matter? That's on us. Throwing in the towel on a fight we've clearly lost is one thing. Throwing in the towel on fighting, on your standards, from that point forward, now you've been more than beaten. You've been defeated. Don't be frustrated that you're not constitutionally calm or perfect, because no one is, and no one is expecting you to be. If your standards are so high that you give up when you fall short of them, then you actually don't have high standards. What you have are excuses. Ouch. This is another reason why that perfectionism, moral or professional, is so dangerous. When we fall short, when we are revealed as the fundamentally flawed, vulnerable, beatable, screwed up people we are, it can be hard to get going again. If we're too hard on ourselves, as Floyd Patterson was, we'll knock ourselves out of the fight entirely. We're all going to screw up. We're going to relapse on the diet, on the bad habit, whatever. We're going to blow it in public, not hustling like we should, giving in to temptation or a fit of passion, perhaps even having a moment of cowardice. We are going to lose. Nobody stays undefeated for long in this life. And then what? Can we gather ourselves back up? Can we regroup and try again? It's wonderfully fitting that both in the Zen tradition and the Bible, we have a version of the proverb about falling down 7 times and getting up 8. It was also what Patterson literally did after that horrible third round. The great home run hitter Satoru Ue, I think I'm saying his name right, used to say that for an athlete, losing just meant the opportunity to come back tomorrow and try and do better. The same was true for winning. But that's what being a pro is all about, treating winning or losing as a chance to get right back to it, to come back to your groove and stay in it, because that's where you're happiest, most in control, and most connected. Even the most cheerful, even the strongest, even the most self-disciplined of us will stagger under the weight of our circumstances or the consequences of our behavior. We remember Viktor Frankl today as an unflagging optimist, the unwavering believer in human meaning despite the horrors he endured in the Holocaust. And yet there is a note that he sent to some friends in 1945, just after the war ended, that read, "I'm unspeakably tired, unspeakably sad,
unspeakably lonely. In the camp, you really believed you had reached the low point of life. And then, when you came back, you were forced to see that things had not lasted. Everything that had sustained you had been destroyed. And at the time when you have become human again, you could sink into an even more bottomless suffering. It's hard to blame him, and it is also unfathomable to think of what humanity would have been deprived of if he wallowed here, or worse, given up. Instead, in spite of everything, he got back up. He said yes to life, to a second try, to getting back in the ring, to clawing his way back to happiness with purpose. If he can do it after all of that, we all can. Our self-discipline compels us to. Our destiny depends on it. So, I don't know if it's something big or little that has you feeling defeated, or maybe today you're having a great day, but just keep in mind, the next time that you're defeated, the next every loss, every disappointment, every unmet expectation, unmet goal, whatever it is just an opportunity to get back up and get back in the game. So, whatever that game is for you, just wanted to share that encouragement. I threw myself a little pity party today. I've got pregnancy hormones, different things going on. And just for whatever reason, it's been just one of those days where it's like everything, I'm like dragging my heels just to get myself to do it. And I'm very thankful that I stumbled upon that chapter today, because it was encouraging for me that I can choose to get back up and stay in it. Of course, using all kinds of tools as a Christian, I heavily, heavily rely on scripture for truth and prayer and things like worship music to remind me what's true when my heart and emotions and feelings are deceptive. Using just breathing to calm me down, to recenter me, to refocus, using essential oils to support how I want to feel. That's one cool thing about essential oils. If you didn't know that, you can, there are different essential oils that promote certain emotions. And so if you're feeling one way and want to feel another, there's certain oils specifically to help you move towards the emotion that you want to be feeling and supporting your body through that. So I've been using all the tools today, getting outside, moving, those kinds of things. But just encourage you to do one thing today to get back into the ring, whatever that means for you. So hope this found you when you needed it and that you were encouraged by it. If you were, make sure you like the video, make sure you follow. If we've never met before, please introduce yourself. I'd love to get to know you. Thank you so much for being here. All right, that's all until next week. Thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful, make sure you go ahead and share the link to your social media or send it directly to a friend. And if you haven't already subscribed, that is silly. Make sure you go subscribe. Also, go ahead and leave a 5-star review. I think it'd be fun if we got some reviews in to leave or for me to feature a review of the week. So I'll give you a full name shout out. I'll share your review. And the reason I do that is because those reviews and you guys subscribing is what makes the biggest difference in terms of the reach of this podcast. This is not a podcast where I monetize it or make money. I don't run ads, nothing like that. This is truly just me providing service, wanting to help you feel better, have more energy, and make more money. And I want to help you and your friends and your friends' friends and your friends' 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 friends. Okay, so share it out. Leave reviews. Every little bit like that helps so much. So thank you in advance for doing that. And until our next episode, just go ahead and keep up with me on Instagram for daily health and productivity tips. You can search The Habit Girl or at Kylie Tavis, KYLIETEWES. And make sure you set your alarms for next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for our next episode. Thank you.